Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlicker here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. I'm doing this on Sunday night after Thanksgiving. My fridge is packed with leftover turkey, gravy, and stuffing, which I will not touch because I don't believe in eating used food. If the food failed to be eaten the first night, I don't see why I should have to come along and try and save it. Now, of course, it was really good. Arena did the turkey, Arena did the mashed potatoes and all the other stuff. Stuffing was actually good. It's the first time I ever ate stuffing and liked it. Anyway, enough of that. I'm joined here by Mundi, my father-in-law, and maybe my mother-in-law, and maybe Arena will show up. I don't know. Maybe Barky and Bitey will show up. Who knows? But I'm glad I waited to do this till Sunday night because Joe Biden pardoned Hunter. Pardoned his ass. Pardoned him for 10 years of federal crimes, including his convictions. Joe Biden promised he wasn't going to. Joe Biden promised he wasn't going to pardon him.
I know he was a liar.
Well, I mean, we all knew it was a liar, Mundi. Okay, you don't have to be Nostradamus to see that the scumbag was going to pardon his dirtbag, pervert, drug addict, scumbag son. Wait, I already said scumbag. Well, it's worth saying it twice. Your wine's over there, honey.
Hey.
You can have some.
Oh, well, appreciate it.
That won't be...
That's all recorded. Everything's recorded.
Okay.
No, this is... Look, here's the theory about Unredacted. A lot of people go, I want to have a very tight and well-produced podcast where everything is, like, scheduled and everything. I don't do that. I do it the K-Dog way. I do it my way. It happens how I like it. Right, honey?
That's right.
Fight the power.
Fight it.
Carmen, you going to come over and join us?
Where did I go?
Are you going to come over and join us? Come on over. Carmen, my mother-in-law is here, too. They both hate communists, so they're okay with me. Anyway, Mundi was saying that he's not surprised that Biden pardoned him. I'm certainly not surprised. Were you surprised?
No.
But he promised he wouldn't do it.
Yes, like in Cuba, the governor's the same. Exactly.
Exactly the same. There's two sets of laws, one for them, one for us. Now, do you think if I was running around with prostitutes and guns and drugs, do you think that I would be pardoned?
Nor is what your father.
I don't think I'd be pardoned. I think you guys would probably shoot me. But Joe Biden was probably jealous. Also. If I was cheating on my taxes, I don't think any of us would get a pardon for any of that.
If your last name was Biden.
If your last name was Biden, you would totally get a buy on it. It's almost funny. I mean, there's no one out there going, well, I'm really stunned by this turn of events. Imagine the Democrats being dirtbags.
Well, he hasn't pardoned the big guy, though.
He hasn't pardoned himself?
He hasn't pardoned himself yet.
Well, I'm sure that's coming. I'm sure that's coming down the road. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just, look, everyone knew this was going to happen. It was inevitable that it would happen. And he did put out a statement saying, well, you know, obviously he was targeted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy guns illegally, you shouldn't get prosecuted. It's like a special thing if you do, because they keep telling us we have to give up our guns because of gun violence. But then you prosecute somebody for doing that who isn't one of us, and it's a terrible crime against humanity. Gosh, it's almost like they're liars. It's almost like they're hypocritical scumbags.
He pardoned Hunter because it was targeted, so I'm sure he's going to pardon Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll get right on that. Look, the only reason I like this, and I do like it, because I just enjoy when people demonstrate exactly what they are. And I'm going to, if there are ladies present, I'm going to try and not use the exact language that would specify what they are. But I do like when people demonstrate what they actually are. And this demonstrates very clearly what they actually are. And I don't mind it because I think that at the end of the day, this is going to have the effect of making it more difficult for Donald Trump to listen to the sissies, wusses, and femboys in the Republican Party who don't want to pardon every single J6 defendant. I may need to pardon every single one. Everybody who got arrested for hanging outside an abortion clinic and saying, maybe don't do it. Maybe stop. Every single one of them. I don't care if they were beating cops on the head with baseball bats. Scumbags did that from Antifa in Washington, D.C., Portland, and elsewhere. They didn't get prosecuted. See, here's the basic principle. You bastards don't get to win. You don't get to do us without a response. And part of the response is a pardon. The other part of the response, which I think is equally important, is settle the civil claims for unfair prosecution, asserted against the federal government. And I would not mind coming into the Justice Department to work as the civil division, claims analyst for these claims. Yeah, this guy walked through, she took a few pictures in the rotunda. You guys got her in bail for 5 years. That's an outrage. That's a disgrace. $10 million. We're settling. Justice Department approves that settlement.
Here you go. I would be okay with it.
I would, in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would love to be the guy that said, they can't win. They don't get to win. And if you pretend that any of these two-tiered prosecutions are fair or legal or just, they get a tiny victory. They get nothing. Zero. Nil. It doesn't exist. We've got to fight them. We've got to attack all the time to defend ourselves, much like Berkey and Bitey when they see a two-year-old outside Norfolk Drive.
A cute two-year-old.
Fat, go crazy. No, I just, and I know there'll be people,
well, the people in January 6th, you know, the riot, it was really ugly, and I just think that some of them were, maybe we should just,
no! No! Is it exactly the same as what happened to the damn communists?
Mm-hmm. Well, is this
just, not, yes or no? If the answer is yes, you're a liar. If the answer is no, pardon them all. What do you think?
I agree with you, of course.
See? Now, he used to be, Looney used to be a moderate. Used to like George Bush.
I did.
You were like, I'm a common sense Texas suburban moderate. Carmen, you were always a little crazy. But,
what? Of me?
Oh, she's addictive AF. But Mundy used to be the kind of reasonable conservative. I remember you were like, I don't know about Trump. He seems like kind of he's not a good family man. He has mean tweets.
I think he's a real family
man. Well, he do now. We know a little more about him. But at the time, Mundy was like, Mundy's a very church-going, nice
guy. Well, he didn't get out to become one.
Huh?
It took him a while to
become. Well, Mundy changed. And I think in large part, Mundy changed. Not only because...
Well, and Trump did too.
And Trump did too. But I think the bigger change was the damn Democrats.
Yes. Yeah. And your influence.
Oh, God. No, I didn't do it. I have never told you to change a single view of yours.
And in my case, Rush made me see the light.
Well, Rush, I will pass that on to David Limbaugh. He is going to be when I guest host for Hugh Hewitt Tuesday morning, December 3rd, I will have David Limbaugh on, and I will pass on that his brother was a big influence. David is a great guy. Huge. I mean, he's an incredible lawyer. He's an author. Just a terrific guy. But I never tried to influence. I never try and influence people around me to believe what I believe. I think that would be very annoying of me.
That's true, Kurt. I didn't agree with you, but then I saw the light, the way they behaved.
Well, look, I mean, you saw the facts and you changed. You were always hardcore. I think, Carmen, you didn't.
No.
You don't put up with those damn commies. You say nothing.
Oh, no.
You were always pro-Trump?
Huh?
You were always...
No, at least I never was against the communists.
She hates the communists.
Oh, well, Mundy did too. Well, Mundy's always hates the
communists. Oh, I was anti-communist.
We're talking about two different things here.
I don't know. I thought we had to be softer. Now I don't think so.
Oh, no, you can't
be. Be nicer, be kinder. Johnny Hornan, he's a nice guy.
And you guys...
We're just so primary.
You saw it happen in your own country. You saw the communists come in, and they were brutal.
I told my friends, can you stay open your eyes? This is happening.
You saw this.
I saw that one. I was there. I lived there. I had to leave Cuba because of this reason.
I mean, it was. I mean, look, you saw parallels between what was happening here.
Oh, my God.
Wanted to take our guns?
Exactly.
Wanted to take our freedom? Arresting people for thinking and saying things?
Yes, exactly.
You guys live that every, you know, for a lot of people listening to, for me. Except that I did live in dictatorships when I was in the army. You know, Saudi Arabia, Germany, which is a lot more of a dictatorship than people want to admit, especially today. You know, but normal people don't have your experience. They're like, oh, Democrats are just, they're just different. They just have different views, but they're good people. No. No. They want to put you in camps. They want to arrest you. They want to make sure you don't have any freedom. They're horrible.
They really don't want to hear your point of view.
Well, and they don't want you to express your point of view.
That's right. I mean, and when you do, they try to cancel you out.
They try and cancel you out, and they'll try to throw you in jail if they can. They have this other thing that's going, it's now being exposed, the debanking thing. What they were doing is pressuring banks to shut down people's bank accounts.
You oh, yeah, so government is China, you mean?
Yeah, no, here in America, oh. Like Dinesh D'Souza, Melania Trump. If you get, see, the thing is, you know, oh, we're not putting you in jail. We're just pressuring companies not to do business with you so you can't live in our society. And, of course, you are unable to generate your messages and opposition to our regime. It's all got to be put out root and branch. I'm going to write more about this on Thursday, but I see people like Andrew McCarthy, who's a very good lawyer. He's a National Review. Good lawyer. I've interviewed him. He's a smart guy, but he's like, oh, you know, we have to stop this lawfare and, you know, we should just kind of go back to the way it was.
Uh-uh.
No. I don't understand when the Republican Party stopped being in favor of punishing wrongdoing. Okay, you just don't let it go. Oh, well, you know, unless you're a Biden. Oh, well, they just took freedom from a bunch of Americans. But we'll just let go.
Yeah, it's cool. They broke the law. We're going to let them go.
Yeah, we're going to let them go. When did that become the Republican thing? Because that ain't the Republican thing I'm about. And, you know, look, if you're doing some sort of deal, like at the end of the Civil War, where they basically gave amnesty to all the Confederates in order to bring the country together. Okay, sometimes you swallow hard and you do that. But they all swore an oath to support and defend the United States. Where's the single Democrat going, you know, we were wrong for trying to frame Donald Trump and put him in jail for the rest of his life using legal theories that have never been used on anyone else and abusing the court system in ways that make lawyers like me just go, what? I mean, every single thing that happened with Trump, the civil cases and the criminal cases, were completely alien to what the law is. As of the 4th of December, I've been a lawyer 30 years. So I know a little. And of course, this is my last month being a lawyer because I am giving up my partnership in my firm in order to focus on other things.
But you are still being a lawyer.
I'm still a lawyer. I'm still licensed in California and some other places. But no.
In the greater state of Texas.
The great state of Texas, among other places. And I just don't understand why we're supposed to say, oh, well, it's okay. Because they haven't come back and said, you know, we were wrong. We were wrong, and now we want peace.
They were sick.
And, you know, they're not right. They just think they didn't do it hard enough.
Where's Obama after the election? He hasn't said anything.
Oh, he's off with Leonardo DiCaprio on a ship. Somewhere.
Hey, families have said elections have consequences. They're going to find out real quick.
They are. Cash Patel, FBI. We've met Cash Patel.
We have.
He's an interesting cat. I haven't really talked to him much.
Yeah, his name is Cash.
But the dollar sign in the S. That was a thing that happened. No, I think they're good. Pete Hegseth. Yeah, did you see that Pete Hegseth, that somehow somebody in his family gave up an email the mom wrote to Pete basically saying you're acting like a jerk with women? And, you know, sometimes well, not Cuban moms, but other moms are actually tough on their sons. And
they're both laughing at me now.
Okay.
No, but I mean, she said some pretty harsh things, and you know, maybe they had some disagreement. But the idea that someone would A, give it up, and B, that the New York Times would publish it, and then she commented on it to the New York Times. Never talked to the New York Times. You know what happened the last time the New York Times tried to talk to me? Said, I don't talk to communist newspapers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't try anymore. I hate it. I remember the first time before I got involved in this, they tried to talk to me about something. It was about when we were mobilizing troops. And they were like, well, tell us about the problems you're having mobilizing troops and how, you know, how bad it is for the troops. I said, well, it's tough, but we're doing a good job. We're doing this and this, and, you know, we're providing this and this. So it doesn't become for reservists, it doesn't become a problem. They're like, yeah, okay. Is there anybody, you know, who has a problem?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, well, it seems to me that you kind of like, you're looking for a different story than the one I'm telling you. It's not perfect, but it's working out pretty good for something we haven't done in a lot of years and in decades. And now you're like, nah, I don't want that. I've already got the story written. George Bush is tormenting these poor reservists. Blah 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 blah.
Oh wow,
it was ugly. I didn't, and that was even before I was like 2002 or three. I was like, wow, that's weird. Wonder how they got my information. Because that was before I was, like, involved in this stuff, you know?
Yeah, I swear.
Yeah.
And don't know. Wasn't me.
You know, it was about 15 years ago that I started getting involved in this stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
10 years ago, this month, since I was kicked off CNN.
I remember.
You remember? Did I live in? You didn't like that.
Yeah,
who's mad at me? I've been so happy not being on CNN. Now they've got that Scott Jennings guy.
He's good.
He's great. They got something there. They ought to give him a show. They ought to give me a show. You know, if I was on CNN, the ratings would be through the roof. Because I'd be like, you communist idiots, you don't get anything.
Well, you know, they voted for Trump because 60% of America is racist.
I'd be like, don't care what you think. I don't care if you think I'm racist. I don't care if you think I'm sexist. I don't care if you think I'm a transphobe, except there are, in fact, no trans people. They're just mentally ill people and perverts. Sometimes they're mentally ill perverts. You know, I just don't care. I think the tide is really turning on all this stuff, too. Because you got the girls' volleyball teams. And I wrote about this in Town Hall today, Monday the 2nd. Who refused to play volleyball against a team with a man on it. People are refusing to call, like, men who dress as women her. Remember how they used to do that? Now they're like, nah, we're not doing that. That stupid dude who dresses like a chick in Congress. I mean, elected in Delaware. I mean, like, if you're going to vote for somebody, hi, I'm a guy. I'm going to dress as a woman and pretend to be a woman. Elect me. Well, okay.
And she's still looking for a bathroom.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm going to use the women's bathroom. And they're like, no, you can't.
He.
It was a
he. Oh, he's a he.
It is a he.
That's right.
I know. That's a confuser. It's the ugliest chick you ever saw. But you see him as a dude, he's also ugly. Because I'm looking at that guy and I'm going, being a dude wasn't working out for you. So I understand why you decided to try the other side of the aisle. But that ain't working out for you either.
One thing I know about Kurt, he's got an opinion on everything.
That it's very helpful in being an opinion columnist, got an opinion on everything.
That's right.
So anyway, are you guys optimistic about Donald Trump?
Very optimistic. Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Okay, Carmen, why are you optimistic?
What? No, I don't know. A lot of things.
Yeah. The economy is no question about it.
I know you watch your 401k very carefully.
Oh, my God.
It's been doing okay, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it has been doing nicely, which is a nice change.
Now, some people say, look at the economy. A lot of shopping outside. I say, yeah, because they're hoping. They're hoping that everything's going to be great pretty soon.
Well, you were around in the 80s, so you remember when it was great.
That's right.
I think the United States is going to be respected all over the world again. Wow. I hope that they respect and fear Donald Trump.
You know, we got these, like, who the hell are the Houthis anyway? But they basically cut off the Red Sea from the United States Navy. this bunch of a desert wandering, you know, dork tribesmen have blocked off an ocean sea wave from the United States. Why are they not all dead?
Exactly. They were allowed to. Do
you know how we ended piracy as a problem in the seas? We killed them all.
But that's that we lived them to do.
Yes. There was piracy. There's piracy in North Africa, piracy in Asia, piracy in everything. And the Americans and the British killed them all.
But Israel hit them hard as well.
Israel hit them hard, but Israel's far away. Now, we got like a carrier strike group. They should all be dead. And I don't understand why they aren't. And as far as these freaking Palestinian scumbags who are still holding 5 Americans hostage.
That's right.
Oh, if I were Trump, I'd be like, let me just tell you, if they're still hostages on January 20th, I know you've had some hard lessons from the Israelis. I'm going to teach you about dying.
He will do it.
Oh.
Wait, well,
I'll tell you.
100%.
I'll tell you.
I'm optimistic. Hey, I'm totally optimistic.
Well, we need to stop playing footsies with these semi-humans. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of the Palestinians. I'm tired of the Houthis. I want every...
Hezbollah.
The Syria, you know, Assad and the ISIS guys are now fighting in Syria. And I hope they all kill each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is like, can they both lose?
Talking about the Hezbollah and Hamas, well... Iran never strode back to Israel. And I think the reason is Israel was going to hit him harder than ever.
Oh, if I was Trump, I'd have some things to say about the Israelis.
So what
I mean, the Iranians.
Iranians.
The only thing I'd say to the Israelis is kill them all. I'll give you the guns.
I thought Hezbollah was doing that for them.
They're trying.
Yeah.
They're losing.
Right. Hezbollah was doing that for the Iranians, right?
Yes, right. That's why the Iranian was going to strike back Israel, and they haven't said anything.
They know better now.
Yeah, we know some of the people involved in the national security stuff. Seb Gorka is there. Somebody's kicking around the idea of Rick Grenell as ambassador to China, which I think is like...
That would be interesting.
That's amazing.
I'd be like,
would be the first one. He would be the guy.
Yeah. He's.
He did a hell of a job in Germany.
He did a hell of a job in Germany. He's great. I love Rick Grenell. He's a great guy, too. He's just a great human.
I tell you what, I'm concerned about China. They just found gold in China, about $7 million worth. I wonder how much is there going to be a problem.
Ah! Maybe the price of gold will go down.
Maybe.
That's why I don't diversify. Anyway, that's about enough for this edition of Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast of Kurt Schlichter. Read me at Town Hall every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Follow me at Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. On Tuesday, the 3rd of December, listen to Hugh Hewitt because I'm guest hosting. I got a bunch of great guests. And get my book, The Attack, because my book, The Attack, is great. So special thanks to Carmen and Mundi and Irina, as always. I don't know where Barky and Bitey are. Are they out front? Where are they? I didn't let them out.
No, they're upstairs.
They're upstairs?
Yeah.
They just didn't want to. This got a little too real for them.
Got a little.
That's the problem.
A little loud.
A little scary. Okay. Anyway, that is the Unredacted, and thanks for being a VIP member. Adios.
Bye.